day, blessed people. My name is Lynetta Irby, and I am your host for Things I've Learned Along the Way podcast. I am so excited because I have a special guest with me today. She is a mom, a wife, an author, a dramatist, an entrepreneur, my sister, my best friend, a secret keeper, my cheerleader, my motivator, and much, much more. Let me introduce to you Sharitha Bowman. Sharitha is here with us today to talk about covered body care business, her covered body care business. Hello, sister.
All that?
Yes, you're all that.
I'm happy to be here. Can I call you Vanilla Bean on air?
Yes, you can. I'm happy to have you on my podcast. So are you excited to be here?
I am. And I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. What are you doing right now?
I know, girl. Sometimes you get pushed into doing things you're not ready for, and then you just do it.
I love that. I love what you're doing right now. I'm so happy and proud of you.
Thank you so much. Okay, so you are my sister, but I have a few questions for you. Some of them I already have the answer to, but some of them I don't. So I'm going to ask all the questions so the listeners will get to know you and your business. Okay. First of all, we'll start out with how'd you get the concept or the idea for your business?
Oh my gosh. I think like everybody, 2020 stirred up a lot of stuff inside of us. I know it did with me. I had a lot of sitting down time and a lot of thinking time. October, I have this little private Facebook group of women. And in October, I whipped up a body butter. I was like, look at this. I was just playing around. I was like, look, guys, because I've always had sensitive skin and I just wanted to do something. And I posted it and they said, it looks like ice cream. And everybody said, oh, I want one. I want one. And that was in October of last year. And then I just started, you know, putting it around the house and letting family members use it. And I didn't put any labels or anything on it. And they started using it and they liked it. And they said, oh, I thought this was from the store or somewhere. I know where you got it from. So they liked it. I was like, hold up, I may have something here. So I actually, when I started to draw up my vision board in January, I said, this is something I want to do. I want to make some body butters. And I wasn't thinking body butters for, you know, to sell. I was just thinking body butters like, you know, my family member might want one. Oh, Sharitha got the body butter. Sharitha got the body butter. But looky, looky, I started researching and reading up and formulating and mixing. I was like, I like this. I like this. And then I sent it out to the private group of sisters and they gave me some good feedback and, you know, told me how it was working with their skin. And I was like, you know what, God, I don't know what you're doing, but I think I like it. I like it.
I remember seeing the photo because I was like, that looked like ice cream. And you was like, it was your body butter. So
right.
I was like, okay.
Right. Okay. I'm like, look at you, Sharitha. You did that. You did that. And, you know, for a long time, I have had a problem with my skin, sensitive skin. And I have been looking for something that would help me with my breakouts, with eczema, with all of that. And I pulled all these ingredients together and I started applying it and it has not caused any problems for me and folk I know who've used it. So yeah, I think I got something, girl.
So I know some of the flavors from your site.
They're not flavors. You cannot eat them. Okay, don't listen to her.
Give me the correct.
They're scents.
Okay. The coconut smoothie, the love laugh lemongrass, and the fruit of the spirit. Did I miss any?
Yeah, girl. I have chocolate oasis. You got to be a great chocolate lover to love chocolate oasis. I have minty vanilla. I have even an unscented too. Some people don't like all that scent. And I just want to say something. There's a fragrance and then there's a scent. It ain't about the fragrance. I have scents. Scents are made with butters. I'm made with oils and fruits and, you know, things like that. Fragrances are synthetics and they're made and they can have some toxicity in it. Okay. So there's a difference and folk that are looking for just fragrance, y'all ain't my people. although I have scents in there and they smell delicious, they smell delightful, I'm more focused on what the butters can do for your skin, what it could do for your hair.
You dropped a few scents in the beginning. Like, what inspired the names? Like, what made you go for, I mean, even though they're really catchy names and they make me want to like know what it's all about, what inspired those names?
I'm gonna be corny right now. I don't care. I pray to God first about the name. I do. I ask God. I say, God, how does this name sound to you? Because whatever I do want it to be representative to him, of him, hence the name of the brand. But yeah. And then I consider the ingredients that are in the butters and the oils. So okay. I look at what the ingredients are there. And then I just start to brainstorm. I start to write down. I start to say it out loud and see how it sounds to my ear. And then I go for it. And what I no longer do, which is something that I used to do a long time ago, I don't ask people, how do you like this name?
Oh.
If I like it, I like it. Because if I have to ask you, do you like the name? I don't really like the name.
True.
Not really.
Right, right. Because if you got to get someone else's opinion, then no.
Yeah. So I'm like, God, you like it and I like it. So let's do this. Okay. So far, so good. It's not easy, but you know.
I have the lemongrass one. That's the one I purchased from the site. And once I take a dip into it, it's all creamy and stuff. And then when I rub it in my hand, it seems like it activates the scent even more. Do you wow. have to be like a chemist, or do you have to know stuff about oils and things like that to understand how to do that? Or can anyone just whip up some of this butter in their
kitchen?
I love
that you said that too, because that is true. And that's why it's called butter. You know, once you touch it and you put it on your skin, it starts to melt like butter. But no, I wouldn't say you have to be a chemist to know how to do formulations, but you do need to learn, research, consult. And, you know, I've been certified. So, yeah, you do need to know your stuff, because these oils are nothing to play with. I use 100% natural organic essential oils, and you can't just go dropping drops. It's not about that. You have to know percentages and everything. So there is a science to it, but wow. you don't have to be a chemist to know how to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's not a joke. And I'm very careful about how much I'm putting in the butters, because never do I want to, you know, cause any problems. Now, I'm not saying even if I use, you know, and I am using the right percentages and everything of oils, there's some skin out there that just don't do well with anything.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to break out anyway. That's why, you know, I suggest with anything, you do a little patch test first to make sure this is for you. And if it breaks you out, please discontinue use. But yeah.
I like the fact that you also have the non-scented one, because mm-hmm. that kind of gives for people who can't deal with all those scents. But now your body butters, can your body butters also be used for your hair? But then today, I don't know how I missed it, I came across something called the balm, which is for your hair. So can they be interchangeable? Can I use the butter on my hair and the balm on my, mm-hmm. you know, can it be
yeah.
intertwined?
And that's a good question, because that is something that I was hung up on too. Because I'm like, yeah, you can interchange, and you can use the body butters on your hair. But the balm, which is specifically for the hair and the scalp, has different ingredients in it that helps to promote hair growth.
Okay.
Helps to promote healthy hair, helps to strengthen the hair, helps to prevent the breakage, things of that nature that the regular body butter doesn't do. Now, the body butter, you know, is good for the hair, won't harm the hair.
Okay.
But you will get better benefits from balm.
Using the balm. Okay.
Folk are loving the balm.
Yeah,
they are loving the
like,
balm. Can I tell you?
I was like, how did I miss the balm? Like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to make sure I mention that. Now this,
yes.
the packaging is pretty. Like, I love aww. The packaging. It's so like, it's like simple, but it's pretty. The colors, the design. Did you come up with all that by yourself? Did you get help? Did you create, like, how did that concept come
about? Girl, can
about?
I tell you, I do everything. I formulate, I market, I mix it. I'm doing packaging. I'm doing website updates, e-blasts, everything. So yeah, the packaging, I did that myself. I'm loving the creative side of me too.
Right.
The packaging and all the photographs that you see on my social media, those are my pictures, guys. I am taking time. I'm being a photographer. I'm up in this camp making my own pictures.
So yes. basically you have to teach, you're teaching yourself something. Cause I was like wondering, do you have a printer that prints off this? Is it a certain, like, have you had like some good and bad, like things like, let's say labels, is there a label you like better that prints better over another mm-hmm. label? Like, is there anything?
Like from the very get go, I wanted something really basic. I didn't want to focus on labeling. I wanted to focus on what was in the content, what was, you know, what the butters were made of and all of that. Even though the label, you know, is simple, that's not my focus. I kept it simple for a purpose because mm-hmm. I didn't want to, you know, focus on that. So no, I didn't have any, you know, special. Where I used that brand or went over to that brand. I didn't focus on that too much because right. It's like, it's not going to make a difference anyway. Yeah. If the folk don't like what's inside of it, going to make too much difference.
I like the fact that the label is see-through because I can still see the product. Even if it's a big label or a small label, I can still see what's in there. I see that you're on Facebook and Instagram, and I love reading your posts about your product. So for me, I feel like they're both informational and inspirational within your post about your product. So the informational part for me makes me understand the how, the what, the why, like the ingredients and things you use and why you use them. Because today I was on your Instagram and I saw that avocados are also referred to as alligator pears. Now that's something I would have never known, you know, so you teaching us, you know, teaching us what's in your product and like different names and things. And then it inspires me because I feel like I never really read the ingredients on my products, and in your products, it's just like, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And I love that about your product. I say all that to say, other than Facebook and Instagram, are you on Etsy? Do you have a website? How are you doing your marketing? Because you did say you're doing it all, but where are other places people can find you?
Mm-hmm. So far, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm not on Etsy. I've done some research on Etsy and I've done some research on Amazon, and they want some of your money. I ain't ready to give none of my money away yet. I'm just starting out. I may do it, you know, later in the game. I'm not there yet. What's the part of the question?
Oh, I said, do you have a website?
Oh, I have a website. Okay. Girl. www.coveredbodycare.com. I do have a website. I did the website myself. Girl, I'm having so much fun. I am creating everything you see. It's a lot of work, though. It's a lot of work. The marketing phase, I'd rather be in here formulating and creating and making new sense and all of that. The marketing part, I wish I could just give away to somebody else. But you have to do that so people can know that you even exist. But yeah, I love it. I love it.
So other than the body butters and the balms, do you have any other products than those two?
So I have the body butter and I have the hair balm, and I also have the healthy, happy hair oil as well.
That's what I saw.
Yeah. Okay. That comes in all the scents. And I thought I would just be stopping at the body butter. And then I keep getting these ideas for other things. And I'm like, Sharitha, please slow down. You are one person. You are only one person.
Yeah. I was going to ask you that. I was going to ask you because it seemed like, okay. Now the chocolate one, you had mentioned some chocolate swirl or something earlier, but when I looked on your page today, I didn't see that on your page. Do you have limited, because I see pictures, like it's like four pictures in it. I think it shows the lemongrass. It might even show something about a lavender one too, but mm-hmm. I was looking for the chocolate one. Do you have them all on your site or?
Yeah. All of them are on there individually. At first, I had them all lumped up in one square.
Okay.
And I said no. So I put them all individually. But yeah, you have to click on the arrow and it'll have all of them, you know,
going through.
I think it's about, I don't know, 15, 16 squares there.
Are they seasonal? Like, is it a certain season for a certain one, or will they always, always be available? Or all of the scents will be?
Funny that you should ask, girl. And this is news, first to hear it on Vanilla's podcast. Jay Butters will only be sold through the month of May for me. And the reason for that is I want to maintain the quality of my body butters from the time they leave me and get to you. I want them to remain the same. They have a tendency to melt after, you know, under a certain temperature. And that's good. You can fix that. You could just pop it in the refrigerator for about 5 minutes or whatever, and it'll get back. May not get back to the exact quality you have, but it'll harden up a little bit. But I don't want that. I want my butters to be like they were when they left me. So my body butter run will be from like middle September through the end of May, maybe beginning of June. I haven't,
they better get on the ball and order.
Yeah, okay. Man. But all the other stuff will be available, just the body butters. We're going to take a little breather on those through the summer months.
Is there anything else my listeners need to know about your business? Any upcoming
scents? Yes. I'm not going to tell you all the scents, but I have a lot of new things that I'm working on. And I'm excited about them. And then I have to say, Sharitha, calm down. Okay. There are some more hair products that I want to put out I want to put out some more hair products because I no longer go to the store for anything for my hair or my skin. And I love that. Even if nobody ever buys anything else for me, know that I'm happy that I found something for me that's not breaking me out, that has softened my hair. I don't have any more tangles. I don't have any more dry scarecrow hair, all because I formulated some things. So yeah, I have some new stuff coming up from my shampoo that I use now, from the detangler and the conditioner that I use in my hair. I think I'm going to be putting that out soon. And I want people not to be afraid of products that separate. Okay, shake it up, and you will have your product. Separation is a good thing. It's a good thing.
Oh, wow.
Because what that's telling you is that you have all these good ingredients in here, that you have all these natural and organic ingredients in, and you don't have not one preservative in here.
Education, guys. She's educating
not
us.
Not one preservative. And they, some people say, well, there are some natural preservatives that you can use. They're still chemicals, guys. Still chemicals.
It's crazy since I received your body butter and knowing your journey, I've been walking through Target and I put all this stuff in my cart, like everything that just looks all good and for curly girl hair, cause I'm natural. And then I'm like, I feel guilty because I'm like, one, my sister makes this product. So why am I going to purchase it from them?
You should feel guilty.
Right. And two, when I turn it around to look at the back of it, I'm like, what is a hulufalufa scoofaloo? Like, right. At least with your product, I know what's in it because there's not that many ingredients. Like I said, it is what it is. So yes. I will not be purchasing either anymore.
And let me
from
add
Target.
To that. Now, the scoofaloofalufa that you said, that's the scientific name for some organic ingredients as well and natural ingredients. And you will see on my product, you will actually see the American name and then you'll see the scientific name of the ingredients. But the thing is, those first five ingredients, pay close attention that it is just a basic, fruit or a nut. Because if your first three or four ingredients are not a fruit or a nut, you got an issue. You got just chemicals in that.
And even the word alcohol, that.
Don't start me with alcohol. Start me with alcohol because that right there, they say, okay, not these alcohols. These are the good alcohols. These are the bad alcohols. I'm telling you, all the alcohols are bad. I have spent thousands of dollars on hair products over the years. And I found out they smell good. And then they don't even feel good in my hair. After I rinse the stuff out and everything, my hair feel all soft, look all good. But after my hair dries, that's the telltale sign. My hair was dry through the week. Mm-hmm. My hair was tangled through the week. And the more I'm putting that product on, the more problems I'm causing. And I'm thinking that, it's just because I need to wash my hair again with it. That was the problem. Product is the problem because it has the drying alcohols in it. Girl, please don't start me with those alcohols and those parabens and those preservatives and all that.
Okay.
And the daggone colors.
Oh yeah,
the colors.
the red
Stop
dye
getting so
number
turned
two.
on by colors, y'all.
I know.
No.
No,
no.
Let it go. Let
and
it
let
go.
You, we can. I can give you some colors, and I plan to. But the colors will come from fruits and nuts and veggies.
Okay. Okay.
All won't right. be no red 40 and blue. All that.
Yes. Yes. I just have one more question. All for it's almost over.
Girl.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. Well, in the beginning, when I introduced you as an author, and you have written many books, and a few of them are Life After Sunday, Soul Inspiration for the Woman Married to the Unbeliever, Diary of a Woman Pastor, This Too Shall Pass, which is like a meditation affirmation book. And then you also wrote one, I think something about testimony of a praying wife. Are those books still available? Where can people buy them? And do you have any book projects in the working?
Wow. I didn't know you were going to go here today. But yes, I've written those books, and most of them are available. I think there's one on the site where they, because when you give your little sign, your little name over to these companies, sometimes that can be messy. That's why if you're going to self-publish, make sure you do it all the way and self-publish from head to toe, because I think there's one book of mine, I forget the title, they selling that bad boy for like $400.
Oh, what in the world?
I'm like, what are you doing with my book? What are you doing with my book? But Life After Sunday is available, and that's available on paperback as well as Audible. What else? Diary of a Woman Pastor is available, and This Too Shall Pass is available. And they're all three of those are on Amazon.com. Very good books. Will I be writing another one? Whew, Jesus. I've been in the midst of writing a few books for a long time now. And I believe when I get that passion and that unction to like just do it, I'll do it all in a week's time and finish it up and wrap it up. Life happens. Life happens. And you think you know what you want to do, but God has an entirely different plan for you, and you just got to follow him. You have to follow God's lead and know that, you know, and trust him and trust that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Amen to that. Mm-hmm. All right, listeners, what I've learned along the way through this conversation and stalking her Instagram page, self-care is important, that you need to treat your skin the way it's meant to be treated. Within this, you said, don't call your stuff flavors, it is scents.
Don't call them flavors. They're not fragrances. They are scents.
They are scents.
Fragrances
and sure enough,
usually have toxins in them.
Sure enough, when you get it and you rub your hands together, that scent comes through.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
Yes. I'm so excited. Guys, listeners, I will have Sharitha's information in the description box of this podcast. I'll put her Amazon book link. I will put a link to her Facebook and her Instagram. Support local and small businesses. It is very, very important to support Black-owned businesses also. Thank you guys, and have a great day.